this episode of American Chopper. It's a battle of wills.
This is going to be heated.
And a war of words.
Everything revolves around you.
No, you.
No, you.
As time runs out on the Comanche Bike Project.
They better kick it into high gear or they're not going to make it.
What happened?
The OCC crew hits the highway and says goodbye to the Big Apple. Hello to the Big Easy.
Set the good times roll.
The passion.
Start the generator, Don.
The pride.
It was a very emotional experience. It was just phenomenal.
The praise. On this episode of American Chopper.
Like a gazelle. How long has that tank been at Romar's? Is it done?
I don't know. Why?
Because I told Vinny, as soon as they're done, make sure to get right back to the Cromer.
Okay.
Anyhow, yo, this got to be fixed too. You hear me?
No problem, Dad.
All right, fix it.
No problem.
I mean, you know, there's other stuff going on here other than just what you're doing.
Likewise, Dad.
Yeah, likewise is right. But the point is that you've been asked to do about six or seven things, and every one of them you haven't done.
Okay.
And it's not like I even said it once, twice, three times.
All right.
It's like everything revolves around you.
No, everything revolves around you.
Yeah. No, you.
No,
I take care of business.
Okay.
Unlike you.
Oh, my God. What, did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed?
You know what it is? Every time I turn around, I see a missing link somewhere that you're responsible for.
All right, you're right.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
It's like, what do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Nothing all day long. Look at me over
here. Sit there and do this one thing and that's it.
That's all I do, Dad.
If that's all you did, the place would close up tomorrow, believe me.
Oh, so then I do more or else the place would close up tomorrow. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying, if that's all you did, the place would close up tomorrow, because everything else would fall apart.
Oh, man, jeez. Morning, Papa.
You know what? Grow up, will you? Just grow up.
Me?
Take
You're
a little responsibility.
Grow up. Get your thumb out of your mouth.
Be a professional for once in your life. Be a professional.
God.
Instead of a two-year-old.
Dad, you're the one who sounds like a two-year-old. Forever ranting and raving about everything and anything.
A description of a two-year-old is what you are to a T, because I got to lead you around by the hand to get stuff done. That's a two-year-old.
I don't agree.
Yeah, I know you don't agree. I'm not asking you to agree. What I'm asking you to do is be responsible. That's what I'm asking for, to be responsible.
Holy cow, you just want to fight with me this morning.
You know what? The last thing I need to do is fight with you.
I
just
know
do
that.
What
That's
you're supposed
true.
To do, and we don't have to fight. You sit there like it's no big deal that none of this stuff is getting done. But meanwhile,
customers are calling.
They're pissed off because you were supposed to take care of stuff that you didn't take care of. Who cares, right? You don't care.
It's all getting done.
I do.
It's all getting done.
That's the difference between me and you. I care.
Oh, that's the difference?
Yeah, that's the difference.
Thank you for enlightening me.
Listen, you know it. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
You know, sometimes Paulie's lackadaisical attitude really gripes my ass. You know, his projects can't always be the priority around here. But you know, that never seems to sink in with him.
Man, I'm gonna need your help, man.
You can't have it.
You gotta hold this sucker.
Give me a second.
You know, our plan is to get this bike done for Myrtle Beach Bike Week, which is coming up in a couple weeks. But between now and then, we got another show to go to in New Orleans.
Hot stuff.
And that's going to cut into our fabrication time quite a bit. Sitting pretty, New York City.
Basically, me and Paulie have about 5 days to finish up the fabrication on this bike to get everything out to paint, powder coat, and chrome before going to New Orleans. So this is going to be another one on tight schedules. But I kind of think we're getting a little used to it. Come here.
You got me flowers?
This is for you.
Thank you.
Give Dad a hug first.
This is weird, Dad.
Come on.
You know, Mikey's been working here at OCC for about 4 months now, and I think he's catching on pretty quick.
All right, these are for you.
Are they really?
Yeah, well, you're a secretary, right?
Well, I'm a jack of all trades.
Well, that too, but so you...
You really got me this?
So seeing that it was Secretary Appreciation Week...
You know, when you told me you got me something, I thought it was something I would like.
Well, you don't like that?
No, I'm going to go throw it down the hill.
I just wanted to make sure that he knew that he was appreciated.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you.
All right,
that was,
bud.
That was very nice of you,
doing
Paul.
A good job, right?
Yeah.
We appreciate all your...
all my hard work and headache, dedication.
That whole thing, yeah. So,
yep.
All right. Get out of here and go do what you gotta do, all right?
Thank you.
I think the only way me and Vinny are gonna get this bike done in time is to split up the fabrication. You know, the divide and conquer approach. Vinny's gonna focus on the rear fender, and I'm gonna tackle the handlebars. The design for these handlebars is a little more complicated than the ones I've done in the past, and I think they're gonna take me a little longer than usual. The whole look that I'm going for is to have these handlebars fit the angular style of the frame. And to really have the stealth look, that's basically the signature of this bike. Just what the doctor ordered, man.
Today we got a set of strong arms that usually open up hatches on boats.
I just want to push these in and out all day.
But we're going to use them to raise the missile flaps that we mounted on both sides of the bike.
You know, on these theme bikes that we design and build, the details and features, like the missile flaps, are really important. You just get that where you want it vertical, and I'll hold it there, brother.
If you can hold that there, that is money.
But fabricating them can sometimes be pretty complicated.
See how it's angled that way?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Want to try and pull it back?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like these things come in a box with a set of directions.
You're in the chin.
They're one-of-a-kind items, so getting them to look good and also function properly can take a lot of time.
It took me and Paulie the better part of a day to get the missile flaps working the way we wanted. It was worth about every amount of time it took to do it, because I'd be willing to bet there's not another bike in the world that has hydraulic-operated missile flaps.
Pretty cool, huh?
What sets it off?
It's always pressure.
We've got to have a latch.
You've got to have a latch.
And you pull it, and it'll just open up?
Exactly.
You just hit the latch, and it'll just do that.
You know, I know Paulie and Vinny put a lot of time in on this project today. Cool, huh? But, you know, the clock's still ticking. So if you ask me, they better kick it into high gear the next couple days, or there's no way they're going to make it. And if that does happen, I'm not going to be too pleased with that.
Let's get out of here. We'll get back cracking in the morning.
Let's do it. We've been working on this bike for about 6 days, which basically leaves us only about 4 days to finish all the fabrication. So today I gotta get going on the latching mechanism for the missile flaps, which are gonna be pretty complicated, and it's probably gonna take me the better part of the day. You know, we tossed around a lot of ideas on how to open the hydraulic flaps. And in the end, we decided to fabricate a simple hook and release system. That's what I like. tricky part about it is all the components need to be perfectly smooth, or the flaps won't open at the same speed. I also have to make sure that everything lines up just right, so both sides are identical.
I'm not going to be stuck up about this, but to tell you the truth, I'm the greatest.
When I started on this, I wasn't sure how it was going to work out.
When you close this, locks right in.
But I think it's going to be pretty sweet.
It only took me 2 days to figure that out.
Oh, favorite, stay with me.
Hey, Paulie, put a sock in it.
Build it and they will come.
For the exhaust system on this Comanche project, I'm going to use a set of hooker headers, which is basically a pipe inside a pipe. And what I want to do is customize them so that they look like two machine gun barrels. And in order to do that, I have to drill about 100 holes in each pipe. And anybody who's tried to drill through a round pipe knows how hard that can be. To make it a little easier, I'm going to use a hand drill to drill pilot holes first. And then what I'm going to do is use a drill press to open up the holes to the size that I want. So really, I have to drill every hole twice. I need to be very careful when I'm doing this, because basically, you can't undrill a hole.
That's a bad one. Son of a...
And if I mess it up, we'll have to reorder another set of pipes, and there's just no time for that in our schedule. It took about all day just to get the holes drilled, cleaned, and smoothed out.
Pretty hot, huh?
I think it'll look good black, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
But if you ask me, it was worth the effort, because I know they're going to look sick on this bike. All right, let's get out of here.
You know, Paulie's only got a few days to finish up the fabrication on this here Comanche bike before we have a bike show in New Orleans. So him and Vinny are going to have to put in some extra hours and make some extended efforts, because that's the only way they're going to get the bike done in time. But I got to tell you, if he spent a little bit more time in time management and pacing himself, he wouldn't find himself in these predicaments.
Hey, Vin, take a look at that and tell me if it looks straight. Look at it from the front and tell me if it's got to go right to left.
Can we get this bike straight? Bike soaked.
Tell me when it's good.
No. I think we got to break it off and bring it over that way a little more.
This is what looks off?
Yeah, this point is like...
No, I mean, does the plate look centered or...
No, it's got to come over.
Yeah, I'm going to take it straight. It's kind of, you get a weird illusion.
No, Vin, you look at it.
Look at it. I know you don't want to get
How's
out.
That look straight on there?
Coming out straight?
Yeah.
You know, the clock is ticking down on this project, but you never know it looking at Paulie. He's still fussing around with these little details when he's got a whole bike to build.
Bring it out flush. I mean, get it right
on the
left.
That one's pretty good in the point.
Right there?
Go ahead. Burn my finger.
You know, my father still doesn't seem to grasp the concept that if you want something unique, it takes time. No matter how many custom bikes we build, it just doesn't seem to sink in with him.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Then the wires are gonna come out the bottom, is that okay?
It's gotta be okay, right? We don't really have a choice.
The whole idea with mounting the gun underneath the motor was a cool idea, but really the nice part about it is it hid the voltage regulator. What do you think, Vin?
Looks like a horse's ass.
Does it? Look, it don't look that bad. You'll never notice that.
No comment.
You're fired.
Sweet.
I gotta tell you,
I took care of everything I had to. And just because Paulie got a lot of work to do, don't mean that Mike and me can't get out and have a little fun.
You suck, Mike.
Basically, that's one of the benefits of being a boss.
You ready?
Yeah, let's volley.
We just volleyed. I beat you.
It's supposed to be 3 and over. Now you serve.
I don't care. You want to do 3 and over?
I don't know.
Huh?
No.
I don't want to hear nothing later.
I'm going to hurt you, old man. This is going to be heated.
Like a cat, Mike. Like a cat.
He's better than I thought.
You're good, old man. I didn't even try. How many points you play for?
I think 100.
Oh.
I think the best thing about working with my old man is actually when we're not working. Just getting out together and goofing around is just great.
Oh.
Especially when it's just me and him, one-on-one.
You're lucky on that one, boy.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Yeah, warm up this.
You're not addressing the ball, Mike.
What is it? 30-40?
30-40. Match point.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, baby. Yes. Yes. Like a gazelle. Good game, Mike.
I should have beat you. It's an embarrassment.
Nothing to be embarrassed about, Mike.
I'm 24. I lost, honey. What are you doing for dinner?
I want to make the rear fender on this bike look as much like the Comanche rear rotor as possible. To do that, I have to come up with a way to build off the radius of the existing rear fender and create a three-dimensional diamond-shaped tail. Now, normally, I would use poster board to make a template, but because of the angles and the curves involved, I needed it to be a little more flexible. So I'm using duct tape.
It's kind of cool. You can almost see what it's going to look like. I mean, technically, that should work.
Once I had my duct tape template, I traced it onto poster board and cut it out. To create the pieces, I'm using 16-gauge sheet metal, the same exact sheet metal that I use for the gas tank. Once I got the pieces cut and shaped the way I wanted, the rest of the process was pretty simple, but not necessarily quick.
About making a seat without the tank?
We don't need a tank.
Paulie and I decided we were going to do something different for the seat pan on this bike.
What's going to make this rigid?
30 layers of duct tape.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pretty much, right?
There's a new process where you use liquid fiberglass to make one. The first thing you got to do is make a mold. We use duct tape and modeling clay. You know, the kind they used to give you when you're in school? Basically, the idea is you mix up the fiberglass, you pour it into a mold, and you let it sit up overnight.
What do you think? Just keep it simple?
Don't mangle my work.
Basically, when you think about it, I guess you can call it a seat pan in a can.
Well, what is this, childproof?
This is gonna get ugly fast, and I like it.
It says mix 1 to 2 minutes. I'm gonna go 1.5.
Man.
The seat's gonna weigh 50 pounds.
I don't think we mixed it too good, man.
We're gonna have extra. We should have made something out of it.
You know, it might not have been the best idea to use a new product like this on a bike when we have such a tight deadline.
Man, I got a feeling we're putting a regular seat on this bike.
To be honest with you, it sounded a whole lot easier than it really is.
Come on, Pauly, be a team player.
I quit, man.
I'm pleased with my side. Let me go over and finish Paulie's. Now that's it. I'm done. What do you think?
Kind of scary.
Wait till tomorrow, see what
it
looks
like.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens. Let's go home.
That mold release works good, doesn't it?
I'm glad we put that on.
Well, the whole easy bake oven seat pan idea didn't work out too well.
What a mess, huh?
It's like concrete.
But seriously, it was kind of a pain because it took so much time to put on and it took even longer to get off.
Look at that, there's our seat pan.
Good thing we didn't sweep, right?
In the end, the whole thing was a big waste of our time.
Listen to that. I'm not hitting metal.
Right now, as far as the seat goes, we're pretty much back to square one.
It's hard stuff, too, man.
We're going to be putting one on the traditional way, which is probably what we should have did in the first place.
These corners are vicious.
That stuff's like 3 inches thick in there.
To be honest with you, I don't know what we were thinking.
Now we're sculptors, man.
Maybe if we took the time to read the directions, things would have turned out better.
Wonder why it doesn't stick to the duct tape.
I know.
What are you gonna do? We just gotta keep cracking.
Listen, Kevin from Sumax called.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to do with that motor. Who did you take care of that with?
I'm gonna call him right now, and okay. I gotta call Chuck about the wheels.
Okay.
I gotta tell you, for the last week or so, I've been dying to take that old school chopper out for a ride. So I figured today was my last chance before we headed down to New Orleans. It was kind of an odd feeling riding that bike. It was almost kind of like I felt like I was 20 years old again. You know, it brought back a lot of memories, and a lot of good memories, like from back in the day, you know, before I had so many responsibilities and pressures.
Hey, Pop, I'm not going to put this belt drive on this bike.
Why not?
Because I don't like the way it looks.
Well, it's a different look.
It's just blah. At least.
But you know what? You pick it out what you want.
It went back and forth. It was up until the other day that we thought they were making us one.
I understand. No, it wasn't until the other day. At the time he was making us one, we made a decision. He said to pick this one. Put it on.
Yeah?
It'll look great on here.
I mean,
you know, here we are, already behind schedule, and Picasso's changing his mind about what he wants on this bike.
I know what your problem is. Your problem is that you don't want to mess around with a taillight. That's...
Are you kidding me? It's more work to pull that high-tech apart than it is to even mess with any of this.
Pull what high-tech apart?
A high-tech. You got to press all the bearings out. You got to pull every piece. They lock tight.
You got to do that with this too, right? The bearings are all in there.
Yeah, but that's it. The other ones are... Listen, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I didn't think the situation with the belt drive was all that big of a deal.
I'll find a way to mount this on here.
I'll put it together. I'll figure out how to mount it.
And I know I gotta finish this bike, but it doesn't make any sense to spend all that time working on it and then slap some part on that I'm not really that happy with.
We could use this on the next project. I gotta do a project that the last bike I'll use it.
Come on, whatever you wanna do.
Well, listen, if you don't want me to do it, I won't.
I don't want you to do it.
Alright.
So despite what I told my father, I'm gonna order a new belt drive and put it on tomorrow. Sometimes it's easier to just go around them than to try to go through them.
You know, even though all the raw fabrication is done on this bike, we still got a whole lot of work to do. I have to go and weld all the seams of the rear fender. Basically, what I do is I take the MIG welder and I make about 150 little spot welds to build up the material. The reason I need that extra material is to fill the gap in the sheet metal. After you're finished with the spot welding, you gotta get the grinder and smooth everything out, because you need it to be as smooth as possible before it goes to paint. The idea is to get them pieces as close to perfect as possible before they leave the shop, because that's just that much less work for the painter to do.
Pretty much the last thing I have to fabricate on this bike is the front fender. For the most part, I'm just gonna put on an accent piece of angle iron that I'm gonna run down the center of the fender.
All right, Vin, help me out here. Tack that sucker in place, will you?
You know, after the bike got broken down, I looked at the light bar and I had some serious second thoughts.
What do you think about this, Spiel?
Take it off.
How was that for removal, Vin?
You did it without me.
Smashing the light bar off, smashing the seat to pieces.
Smashing your face.
I'm starting to get things collected for powder coat and paint.
Everything that's come off this bike's going on the shelf.
Okay.
We got it done. Good job.
Thank God.
Today we're getting ready to go down to New Orleans.
You ready, Mike? You got this bike? If it falls, it's your ass.
And Paul, we managed to get the fabrication done just barely. So he's talking over everything with Justin to make sure that everything's getting ready to go out to paint.
You see that bar that I put in the front of the fender?
Yeah.
I want that painted, whatever this color is, an orange or red. Color. You know how they all have that feeler out in front?
When we started on this project, I wanted everything on this bike black. But Justin actually made some other suggestions that sound cool, so I told him to run with them, just as long as he's finished with everything by the time we get back.
We got a new trailer. It's a 70-foot Renegade double-decker with a hydraulic tailgate. It's pretty sweet.
It's been about 2 months since our last road trip, and everybody's in kind of a goofy mood, because we're just happy to get out of the shop for a while.
Come on! Come on!
Oh.
right, let's get out of here.
You guys need to stop picking on me.
Shut up, Mike.
You know, even though these road trips can get a little old sometimes, I don't think this trip to New Orleans could have come at a better time. You know, everybody's pretty much wiped out from trying to finish up all the fabrication before we left. It's kind of nice, too, to get a chance to catch up on some sleep.
It takes about 26 hours to drive straight through to New Orleans. And it's quite a long drive, but you know, it's kind of fun because it's like we're going on a big adventure together.
We made it.
Oh, it's about time I got to stretch my legs.
The Bon Ton Roulette, we come to let the good times roll.
Where are we heading, Thomas, baby?
Only in the Big Easy, baby.
What's up, bud? How you doing? Good.
Let me tell you, when you walk into that Superdome, it's pretty damn impressive. I mean, it's huge. This place is big, huh? And you know, it's kind of an odd feeling that we're setting up in the same place where they have Super Bowls and have big sporting events and whatnot.
Is everything facing in, or at least in our
section? The trail is going across the back here.
You on a corner.
Okay. It's kind of funny. Here we are in the Superdome, one of the biggest venues in the world, and you'd think the last problem that we have would be having enough room to set up our site.
He says they don't have enough room. I was in our 100-foot spot?
Yeah, that's what I
No, no, told. No, it's a 50.
Oh, so we're working on a
60 end? What is it? He had a
60
paper.
Feet.
60 by 50 or something like that?
In front, which back. Is this side is the
yep,
front.
Exactly.
I don't know what happened, but somehow we were assigned a 50-foot space.
We knew what size rig we were bringing in here.
Okay, let me find out. Hold on a second.
Which was way too small for our new trailer.
How long is it?
It's like 70 feet. Feet.
And at first, we really didn't know where we were supposed to set up.
Well, why don't you just go back to the hotel and we'll handle it?
Well, why don't you go back to the hotel? You were there anyhow, hanging out.
I figured you didn't even have to come if you didn't want to. If you wanted to
Well,
just
somebody
chill.
Had to be here. I mean, you were hanging out at the motel. I figured I'd come here and see what the hell's going on. While you were chilling over there, sucking your thumb in the bedroom over there.
Why? We didn't even expect you to come. We didn't even expect you to come. We figured it's your birthday.
Well,
stay behind and we'll handle all this.
Well, if you were here, I wouldn't have came.
Yeah, he just
You were
pulled
hanging
in.
Out at the at your room
in.
Over there. Don't worry about it. I'll handle it,
yeah,
as
I
usual.
Tell. I can tell.
As usual.
Happy as ever, even on your birthday.
That's right. What do you think, 1 year is going to make a difference?
No, I didn't. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, it's done. Milwaukee Iron is next to you guys.
They're our boys.
That's what I'll say. So don't worry about it.
You know, our driver, Don, was having a little bit of trouble maneuvering the new rig.
Thing looks great, doesn't it? Huh?
So I got behind the wheel. And let me tell you, getting this monster parked the right way wasn't the easiest thing I've ever done.
Somebody's got to stand on that line. I can't see where that line is.
Bully!
What's up, Vince?
I'm gonna straighten it out more.
One other person stand at the end down there. And everyone else clear away so you can see. Got it. Straight, yeah. Good!
You know, I don't know what took longer. The drive down to New Orleans or getting that damn truck in position.
All right, Vin, get the taillight down. Let's go, Vinny!
Get the taillight down. Get the tailgate down.
I shocked you, didn't I? Huh?
Where's lard ass?
Mike!
Get over here. Bring my chair over there for me, will you?
What are you serious?
Bring my chair over here. Come on.
Get daddy's chair.
Let's go, huh?
All right, Vin.
Let's get him going. You know, I think sometimes that if I wasn't around to get things moving, nothing would get done.
Start the generator, Don!
you're getting ready for a show, there's a lot of work to be done, and everybody's got to pitch in. Food.
My old man's 54th birthday. Normally he doesn't like to make much of a fuss about his birthdays.
Food.
But, you know, we thought we'd show him a good time and try to make the moment special.
Oysters, portobello mushrooms, club soda with lemon. Let's get one of each. Food, we need food. We need food bad. Bad. I'm not much for birthdays because when you get to be my age, you stop counting, if you know what I mean.
All right, we're ready to order.
But it was kind of nice to get out with everybody and, you know, spend a little time with my family and friends.
All right.
Because, you know, as busy as we've been lately, we don't really get a chance to do that all that often.
These are good.
Sand it all, right?
Yeehaw! Right into the VIP kitchen. For his birthday, we got my father something called a king cake. Don't drop the ring cake, Mike.
I'm not gonna drop.
All right. It's a New Orleans specialty, and I think the cake is pretty appropriate because, after all, he does strut around in his size 12s thinking he's the king of OCC.
That's great,
Mike.
Over
the balcony.
Great,
right?
I thought you guys were going to smash me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, there's no other place in the world like New Orleans. I mean, it's just kind of a crazy and wild place, and the people are great. New Orleans has a reputation as a party town. You know, because of Mardi Gras and everything. But let me tell you, at least for this weekend, it was also a motorcycle town.
One of the reasons why we came down to the Louisiana Expo show is to unveil the Fireman bike for the first time. I gotta tell you, when we brought those bikes down the center of that Superdome, it was incredible. It was just something like I'd never seen before.
Well, I have to tell you, just to be inside an arena like the Superdome is very impressive. So to actually be able to ride a motorcycle into the place is pretty amazing. The response was just phenomenal. And people really were into it big time, and you know, everybody had been waiting to see what this thing looked like.
You know, a group of New Orleans firemen came to the show just to see the bike. You know, seeing their reaction and their response, it kind of got to me a little.
Oh,
I think it's a beautiful motorcycle. It's very well done. Incredible detail. Almost everything on this motorcycle you can find on any fire engine in the city. It's a work of art, for one thing, being a motorcycle lover, and then being a fireman, it's just beautiful.
I think it's awesome because 2 years later, people are still thinking about us, and they're still paying tribute to the people who have given their lives. It's incredibly important that we all remember what happened on that day, and this piece will help.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Let's welcome Paul Sr. and Paul Jr. of Orange County Choppers.
We were asked to join in the ceremony here at the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a tribute to our heroes.
Basically, it was kind of like a memorial for the fallen heroes. I was blown away that we were even asked to be a part of it.
The whole experience was very overwhelming, to say the least. They had people from the armed forces there and a fireman there. So, you know, once the ceremony started off, I think me and my father were just kind of taken back.
It's a good thing to have a machine like this that I know that Paul Tuttle, when he built it for remembrance. He built it because we should never get complacent about those who protect our freedom and our security.
You know, I wasn't invited on stage for the ceremony they had, but it made me feel pretty proud just standing down in the audience looking at that bike. Because I knew that I put everything I had into that bike.
You know, this bike, it's really specific to the 343 firemen that died. It's for all firemen, but especially for those who died and their families. People have just had a phenomenal response to this motorcycle. I mean, I think that this bike in particular really has a special place in everyone's heart.
We just appreciate that, you know, all the support that you people give us, and we love being here.
I got to tell you, the Louisiana show might not be the biggest or the most well-known show, but I tell you what, it's my favorite.
Coming down to New Orleans is really always a treat for us. There's a real family atmosphere, which is something that we like. When you're this far away from home and you have so much going on, it's really nice to be treated like family.
Chopper.
It looks like it's from outer space.
It's do or die time.
Yeah!
For Paul Jr. and Vinny.
Keep going.
As they battle to complete their latest project.
For the last few months, I've been running a marathon.
The OCC crew flies high in Myrtle Beach until bad luck clips their wings and the Comanche bike hovers on the brink of disaster.
I cannot emphasize how much you cannot do that.
The artistry.
It's like a freak show.
The agony.
This is not good.
The acclaim. Next time on American Chopper.